Gavin Richards.
Across our university city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
We're now pleased to welcome Sean Baker to the studio. He's directing Busman's Honeymoon at the ADC Theatre. It opens tomorrow evening. It's a great pleasure to welcome you here this morning. Sean, good morning.
Thank you, Gavin. Good morning.
Now, so boards, we don't quite know what it stands for. It probably doesn't even stand for anything, does it? But why boards?
I have no idea why they picked boards originally about 40 years ago, but people always think because it ends DS that it must be something, 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 Dramatic Society, but it isn't.
You've led everyone astray with
it. It's a word plucked out of the air from many years ago.
But it's got an old English meaning there, hasn't it? Which
I believe
reflects
it has,
what you do.
Yeah, I believe it's got something to do with the word bored being an old term for a performer or... Yeah, possibly a female performer.
Now, originally, I mean, it was set up to stage plays of a more restoration nature, wasn't it? But its remit has diversified into more comedic things and other more modern stuff.
Yeah, I mean, as time goes on, you get new people come on board, and no pun intended, and you get
very good.
There you go. New committees and tastes change. Although, funnily enough, this year they're doing Canterbury Tales in the summer, which is obviously very old. And A Christmas Carol at Christmas. So, we tend to mix up new and old stuff.
Now, you've got an amazing catalogue of directing credits. I mean, you must... I went on the board's website. You must virtually live and breathe the theatre, mustn't you?
I've been quite active in theatre for about 20 years now. I did a lot when I was at school and then took a break from it when I was me and my wife were raising a family. And then I sort of went back about 20 years ago. So I write and direct and act and do as much as I can.
But, I mean, presumably directing a play is pretty all-consuming at the best of times, isn't it? And you're no doubt working with actors and actresses who are all volunteers, juggling day jobs, other performances. How do you bring it all together?
I think the key thing is commitment. People that sign up to do amateur theatre are doing it because they love doing it, for one thing, and they bring a lot of enthusiasm and desire to put on the best show that they can possibly put on. And everybody's kind of pulling in the same direction. I mean, we were at the ADC Theatre till 11 o'clock last night, and some people had been there since 9 o'clock in the morning. So, I mean, that's a heck of a long day.
So you're living, breathing and sleeping theatre almost at the moment then, aren't you?
Funnily enough, one of the actors...
You set up a bed there.
One of the actors did take a snooze in the middle of the afternoon.
Blame them if they're there till 11 o'clock. Now, obviously, you don't want to do any spoilers, but tell us a little bit about the sort of the premise to the play, perhaps.
Well, Busman's Honeymoon was written in 1936/1937, and it was the final story in the Lord Peter Wimsey series that Dorothy L. Sayers had been writing for about 15, 20 years. And through the novels, he developed a relationship with a woman, detective writer called Harriet Vane. And so Busman's Honeymoon is the final story because at the beginning of Busman's Honeymoon, they have just got married. So it kind of brings their story to an end, if you like. And she wrote it as a play initially. So it was first written as a play, and then she turned it into a novel a few months later. And so what we see in Busman's Honeymoon is Lord Peter and Harriet on their honeymoon, basically, which is where the title comes from.
Yep.
But in the during the course of this honeymoon, this sort of first few days after they get married, a body is discovered in the house that they've moved into.
So it's presumably a similar premise to Busman's Holiday, where because he's a bit of a sleuth and he's on his honeymoon, and he's got to do a bit more sleuthing on his honeymoon.
Exactly. The superintendent character in Act 2 says to him, "Oh, it's a bit of a Busman's Holiday for you, what you might call a Busman's Honeymoon, me lord."
So, I mean, it was written, I think, sort of mid-1930s, wasn't it? But does it still feel relevant to modern audiences today?
Well, it has two really interesting exchanges between Harriet and Peter in the second half of the play. One is on the nature of investigating murders and the sort of the ultimate effect back then, which that would have had, which was effectively to send somebody to the gallows. And that has started to weigh heavily on his mind after sort of 15 years of investigating. Because what also is, it's not brought out in the play, but what people who read Peter Wimsey know that he has a background in the First World War. So he fought. So in other words, you know, he was very close to death in his younger days.
Yeah.
And in this play, it starts to really dawn on him that whenever he investigates a murder and solves it, somebody gets hanged for it. And the other thing which makes it I think, quite interesting for a modern audience is the fact that Harriet is in her own right a very strong character, and they have quite a long discussion about the nature of marriage and whether you should change for the person that you are marrying, whether being married changes you as a person. So you have those kind of things which are still relevant. They were relevant 100 years ago and they're still relevant today.
And despite that underlying darkness, I suppose, of themes that you've just described, there's quite a lot of fun in the script, isn't there? And a few good special effects you've thrown in?
There is a lot of humour in the play, and there are two really great special effects. There's one in the first act and one in the final act, and we spent about 2 hours last night, I think.
This is why you were sleeping there last night then, until 11 o'clock.
Them. So, we're really pleased with those. We've got a local guy called Mike Rudin, who's just a genius with special effects.
Oh, amazing.
And I've worked with him before, and he's just fantastic at coming up with solutions to these things.
And so are you going to be doing this in a more period style, or are you taking a more modern slant on it?
No, it's completely faithful to the original script. So it's 1936. It's 1936 dress, interior decor, props. Everything is period, and we're using the curtains at the theatre, which I've directed about 5 times now at the agency, and I've never used the curtains before, so this is great.
So was it difficult to round up all these, because the sort of 1930s stuff must be getting quite hard to get hold of now?
Yes and no. I mean, there are some things which are quite tricky to track down, but I was in, we have a props store and furniture store where we build stuff in Lulworth. There's a local farmer that lets us use some barns there, and I was having a ferret around there last week, and I found an old 50 years plus chimney brush, because we have a chimney sweep character, because the play opens with a chimney being swept, and one of our actors is a chimney sweeper, is a professional chimney sweep, and he was telling me that back then the poles of the brushes were bamboo. And sure enough, when I was having a ferret around in this prop store, I found one.
It sounds like you've thought of everything for this production.
Well, detail is the thing. You kind of, everybody takes great pride in sort of getting the details right.
That is fantastic. So what are the key details? And it opens tomorrow night and runs for the week?
Yeah, it's first night's tomorrow night, Tuesday, and it runs through till Saturday. And there is a Saturday matinee. If you want to come to the matinee, we're almost sold out for the matinee, so getting quick.
And have you got future plans with boards then after this, or is it time for a bit of sleep in your own bed as opposed to in the theatre?
Well, I start directing something else next Monday.
You're not even having a day off.
No, and I've got a proposal in with boards for next spring, so we're pitching that on Wednesday to the ADC, so hopefully I'll be back with boards next year.
Sounds like you've got your work cut out, but Busman's Honeymoon opening at the ADC Theatre tomorrow, running for the rest of the week, a Saturday matinee on Saturday. Best of luck with it, Sean, and
thank you very much
indeed for joining us today on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Thank you.